Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Got a big Packer game this weekend, Sunday night.
Is there? I had no idea.
A big Green Bay Packer game. They'll be playing in San Francisco against the 49ers for the NFC Championship.
A big game.
Winner goes to Super Bowl. I forget which one it is. In Miami. XL something. LB. I don't remember which one it is, which Super Bowl. But should be a big game this weekend. Bucks are still on fire. Bucks won another big one last night against the Boston Celtics.
Went downtown, and I forgot there was a Bucks game, and I was pissed because of the traffic.
Where'd you go?
I went to my friend's house by the arena. Mm-hmm. So I literally had to drive around. I made the dumb mistake of getting off at McKinley.
Oh, no!
And when I left my friend's house, I got stuck in it again.
And
but go Bucks.
And if you remember earlier this week, we talked about the guy that made the couch for Lil Wayne after the big Packers victory, and Lil Wayne was talking about how cool it was. The guy that made that couch is going to be on our show this morning.
Nice.
Gib Fortune. He's coming to the studio. He says, he's like, he has sketches for a couch for us. I'm excited to see what this thing looks like. Oh? Gib Fortune, man. You got to see this. We'll talk to him at 7:20 this morning. Yep. He'll be here
this
morning. Right?
So we've got a snowstorm coming tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
We've got the NFC Championship on Sunday.
Yes.
The Bucks are killing it.
Yes.
What a time to be alive.
Yep. That's right.
That's right.
We're going to send it to see the Kiss FM premiere of The Gentleman next. Kiss FM, hold on.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Alley rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
All right, so let's talk about this NFL player who's got a warrant out for his arrest, Odell Beckham Jr.
What?
Bro.
The New Orleans Police Department issued a warrant for his arrest because he had gone up to a security guard when they were there at the Superdome on Monday. I saw the video and slapped him on the butt.
What?
Yes. What did you think of the video, Givens?
Dude, it's crazy. So LSU, the college football championship, they win the game, right? And everyone's celebrating. And then it's all about Odell Beckham Jr. They showed him on the field after the game, handing out money to the players.
What?
Literally walking up to them with a handshake with a wad of money, which is totally against the rules. Yeah. Go and just hand the players money, right?
Weird.
They go into the locker room, and while the players are trying to celebrate, the only thing anyone's talking about is Odell Beckham Jr., who walks up and slaps the butt of a cop right on video.
Oh, I just saw it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but did he think the cop was bugging one of the players? What was going on before that before he went up and slapped him? Because I couldn't tell on the video what was going on.
The cop in question was going up to players and telling them that they couldn't smoke. They were trying to smoke cigars in there, and he was like, "You guys can't smoke in here."
Oh, and you can, because from behind, you can, no, he's got it looks like it's a cop. I was going to say he couldn't tell it was a cop.
No,
but you can tell that's a cop.
He knew what he hit on the butt.
And, yeah.
And the reports that because I watch a lot of ESPN, and they were saying he was very intoxicated during the game.
Well, when I read it, let me tell you the difference between reading and seeing a video. Reading it, I thought, oh, were they just happy and he like slapped a guy's, not that you could touch anyone, but I thought at first, oh, did he like run up and slap a guy's butt like they do on the football
field? Good game.
But then I watched the video and I went, no, he was screwing with people. Something wasn't right there. I can see in the video he wasn't being nice. He was being malicious. And so then I went, oh, that's why they're looking for him and want to arrest him.
I just watched it like five times in a row on my computer screen. It looks like he's hammered drunk, right? I think he goes up to smack someone on the butt. He can't tell it's a cop. But as soon as the cop turns around, you can tell his face. He's like, oh, shh. I must say.
Oh, I didn't see that in his face. I saw it as, what up, bro?
That's what it looks
like
to me.
That's what I saw. I don't know. Maybe I need to rewatch it.
Yeah. I don't know, but I got my tea ready because this is not going to go away.
No.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Givens?
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Today is the day.
Yeah.
That I leave West Dallas for at least 18 months, because the lease I signed at my new place in Cudahy, Racine,
the
Kenosha
Racine
area.
It's the Racine, East Troy area.
Uh-huh.
Screw it, he moved to Gurnee.
I moved all the way to Illinois.
We don't want anyone to know where he's living.
Gibbon is not a fib. He wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's true.
Shut up,
he wouldn't do that.
A fib.
I was, and so were you for a while, too.
Proudly, for my whole life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But today is the day. We're moving the stuff out of West Dallas. We're moving it to the new place, and the new beginning begins today. I'm like, it's a range of emotions. I'm like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. I'm hungry.
Well, you're running on adrenaline.
1,000,000%,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, right now you're running on the drama and the adrenaline. And, like, it'll calm down and you're going to actually have real emotions again. Plus, right now you're just on a high.
Plus, 100%. A move is one of life's biggest stressors. You've had 3 moves in the last 2 weeks. From West Dallas to my place for almost a week. From my place to a hotel for almost a week.
Yep.
And then from the hotel now to your new place in Beirut for 18 months.
And can I tell you moves. What, can I tell you honest to God what I'm most looking forward to once this move tonight is completed?
What?
When I first moved to Riggs' house for a week, I got a thing of macaroni and cheese. Deluxe macaroni and cheese. Not the kind with the powder, the kind with the cheese, right? And I never got a chance to make it because we went to the hotel. And I've been staring at it at this hotel for a week. And the minute we signed that lease, I was like, the second we get our stuff in here, I'm making this mac and cheese. And I am so excited to just eat some mac and cheese. Because I've literally been eating like bologna and cheese sandwiches for a week at the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been able to sleep. I'm just ready to...
You know, we had a stove at our house. You could have made mac and cheese at our house.
And they still have a stove.
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, Boston Market sells mac and cheese. And KFC sells mac and cheese.
I think it's an independent thing because
I don't think that
for the longest time, Gibbons was restricted from eating anything that was like that because he was with someone that couldn't have the lactose.
Yep.
So now that he can have the real stuff with all the lactose,
he feels
like a new person because he was like... Allie, when he was at our house.
He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yes.
Isn't that freedom nice?
Damn straight, dude.
When
Jesus
he was
Christ.
At our house.
God, this is like a different, who are you? I don't even know who you are now. 2 weeks ago, he would have been like, shut up, I love my life.
You're right.
I can't catch up. Like, I'm the one having trouble processing. Yeah. This guy's like, yeah, it's great. We're new life, new me. I'm like, hold on, can I catch up?
Gibbons like, I'm just happy I can have lactose now.
Hey, Riggs, can you give, and you've done it a couple of times on and off here, can you give like the 30-second recap of how the order of events went from 2 weeks ago to right now this moment?
Last week, we'll go from last week Tuesday, Tuesday a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, the breakup. Wednesday, Thursday, process the breakup. Go through hell. Friday, get drunk, miss work. Hammer it out, right?
Uh-huh.
Get really sad.
Yes.
Saturday, start looking for places. Start getting your life together.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, slip and fall. Almost get a concussion.
Yep.
Monday, miss work because you might have a concussion. Tuesday, back to work. Move out from my house into a hotel.
Yep.
Wednesday, find a new place in Beirut. Sign a lease. Thursday, start moving into Beirut. Friday, moving into Beirut, new place. Congratulations, Gibbons.
What a week.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
The future is bright, y'all. The future is so bright.
I'm glad you're back.
Woo!
The comeback of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is a sad story that happened at an ER in Milwaukee. This woman went to an ER complaining of chest pains, which is what's weird about this whole thing. I'm friends with someone who's friends with this woman on Facebook. So I saw this happening last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I saw it go down and I was like, this has got to be on the news. This is insane. She goes to the emergency room with chest pains, goes in to get a couple scans, and they send her back out to the waiting room for the results, right?
Yeah.
She said she was waiting for what she says was 2 to 6 hours in the emergency room. So she starts to get, you know, uncomfortable and uneasy that anything's happening, keeps getting chest pain. She leaves to go to an urgent care clinic, ends up dying on her way to the urgent care clinic.
Oh my God.
She had an enlarged heart. Enlarged heart, whatever that means. There's a very long word for it that I can't pronounce, but that's essentially what happened to this poor woman.
Oh my God.
But that's crazy to think of that happened. And we were just talking about how when you go to emergency rooms or urgent cares, how they can, you know, refer you to one of the other places.
That's what the whole story was. Uh-huh. I needed to be hospitalized. I didn't know what was wrong. I had lost a bunch of blood and didn't realize it over time going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know any of this, but the doctor sent me away, looked at me and said, we can't help you because they were closing. True story. It was like 6 p.m. He's like, I don't know what we can do for you, you know? And so I went to the emergency room, ended up being admitted for a week into the hospital. This was after Owen was born.
That's
so
insane.
In the past 8 years, and the hospital was calling because can you imagine the liability had something happened to me after he sent me away and said we can't help you, and I was that sick.
Yeah, dude, a week in the hospital. It wasn't like
it's negligence. You know what I mean?
1,000,000%.
It's like it was not a good scene.
Sad.
Yeesh.
It's sad. But a spokesperson for Freighter said they're very.
You never even said what emergency room. Yeah. They probably don't want it out there. But go ahead and tell us.
A spokesperson for Freighter, they said that they released a statement saying the families and their thoughts and prayers. They can't can't comment further at this time. Yeah. So I'm sure there's lots of pending things with that whole investigation.
Yeah.
Man. But
sad story, man. Sad.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So the royal family, I was with my girlfriends last night having a girls' night, and we had to talk about this because one of them is obsessed with The Crown and the royal family, which is fine.
The Crown, but, the show on Netflix?
Yeah, I love The Crown, by the way. Mm-hmm. One of those shows you wouldn't expect to be so amazing, and it is, because it's all about the behind the scenes of the royal family, stuff that is just fascinating. So now there's some people thinking it's all a publicity stunt, that this has all been planned out. They knew that Harry wasn't going to be the king. Charles is going to take over soon because, you know, Elizabeth is so old.
Uh-huh.
And that basically Prince William's there. This is all publicity, that this has all been planned out for a long time. They knew he couldn't stay. Now, that's one opinion.
So this
okay? That it was just all already, nothing is really, they knew what they were doing.
Okay.
It was very planned out. That it didn't just happen like this.
So that they wouldn't...
And then you have Canada saying, we're fine having Prince Harry and Meghan Markle come up and set up here, as long as we don't have to pay for it.
Well, that makes sense.
Which is fair, because some people are saying, well, they moved to Canada for good. Other people aren't sure, but then people are like, well, we don't want to have to pay for everything.
Well, do they have like a security detail that travels with them, I would think?
Yes.
That's got to put a strain on the infrastructure of Canada as well, because you got to pay for people to protect where they live.
I think once they get away from the royal family and get rid of the royal duties, I think the security and everything leaves. So they're just Meghan and Harry on the street.
Oh,
and they're going to probably be responsible for their own stuff.
Well, and you know, everything I read says that he is the favorite in Canada of the royal family. Probably because he's the most laid back and chilled.
Yeah.
But I don't really, I had to really look this up. You know, the Queen is over Canada.
Yes, I did. I did know that.
I wanted to make that clear because I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah,
because the Queen is also
British Columbia.
Yes, so like the Queen of England Elizabeth doesn't just run England. Like, she's in charge of Canada too, technically, which is
weird to think of.
I don't think people realize that.
No, because it's across the entire Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, and so why it makes it really weird when I say Prince Harry's the favorite in Canada of the royal family, because it's actually relevant to these people, because the Queen actually has some power over the country of Canada. It's so weird.
But who runs the world?
Girls.
Clearly. I mean, the Queen's...
She was setting the tone.
She was.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
If you missed it earlier this week, a local Milwaukee guy, Gib Fortune of Gibbiana Customs, makes custom car interiors. He makes custom furniture. And he made this Green Bay Packer couch that got the attention of Lil Wayne.
Oh, so cool.
And
it went
It went viral. Yes. It went national. Now this couch is like getting sent to Lil Wayne. We had questions for this guy, all right? Because he's from here in Milwaukee. So we found him on Facebook. We got him on the phone this morning. Now, how did this all come to be? How did you get in touch with Lil Wayne? Tell us the story, Gib.
Well, first, for a long time, I wanted to make a Packer sofa. And this summer, I was on Facebook Live making a sofa. And I had put a caption on a live video like, I wonder if Lil Wayne would want one of these sofas. And I said, probably not, you know, because he's a big Packers fan. So this year I started designing one like a few weeks ago. And I was like, man, you know, right now I have a lot of customers that I want to tend to. So I said, I don't have the time to just sit up here and make a Packer sofa and hope that Lil Wayne can get it.
Right.
But then when he released the video on Instagram showing off all of his Packers memorabilia, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go forward, make this project, and I'm going to get it to him.
Nice.
Wow. So then how did it come to where you were able to, so you make the couch, then how did it come to the point where you get in front of Lil Wayne and give him the couch? How did we get to that point? What happened?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was I started going live on Facebook while I was still actually making the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
So while it was partially completed, it was going viral on Facebook. So then the news media picked it up and, you know, it was like, wow, he's making a sofa for Lil Wayne. Because I was saying it in all of my Facebook Live videos. And after the first media appearance, all of the other news anchors started hitting me up locally. And then I found out that the story was shared nationwide.
Right.
Wow.
And they got the attention of the NFL and a lot of other people.
So when is he going to get this couch? Are you mailing? Are you shipping it to him?
Yeah,
is
what
he gonna,
happens yeah. with that?
Well, it's at the shipper right now. The NFL is covering shipping.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
yeah, I was really blessed because I was going to have to pay upwards of $1,800 to ship it. For the NFL.
No. No, you shouldn't have to pay $1,800 to ship Little Wayne a couch you made for Little Wayne. No,
right?
That's fantastic that they're paying for that.
Now, we're talking to Gib Fortune.
Because I was like, okay, he did make a video saying that he wants the sofa. So if the NFL didn't cover it, I was just going to pay it because if I then turned around and charged Lil Wayne for shipping, it wouldn't be a gift at that point.
Right.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, it wouldn't have been free.
No,
I hear
you. And you can see the picture of this couch in the video with Gib Fortune at 1037kissfm.com. Now, you do this on the regular. You make couches. You do custom interiors for cars.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yes, I started off doing cars.
So I just have to ask, what's your story? Like, start nothing in a long amount of time, but you grew up in Milwaukee, is that right?
Yes, born in Chicago, raised here in Milwaukee. I started doing car interiors about 2013.
Okay.
And like a couple years ago, I started making custom furniture for my own home. And people would see it on Facebook and say, oh, I want to buy that. How much? And I was always telling them, it's not for sale.
Uh-huh.
So at one point, I ended up selling a custom living room set to someone, and I had to replace it because I didn't have a living room set. So I made me another one. And then somebody asked to buy that.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? It's time to redirect my focus to primarily household sofas.
Yeah, well, and especially if you found a passion and a creative outlet you didn't even know you liked until 2013 when mm-hmm. you started working on the cars. So that's kind of cool. Right. It like opened a whole thing to you.
And you've gone from doing car interiors to nationwide coverage. Making a couch for Lil Freakin' Wayne for the Packers. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. And it's going to be a lot more celebrities from here. I want to be the king of furniture, that guy that just ordinary people can go to.
See?
You come to me. Instead of getting something out the store, you should be able to sit down across the table from someone and get it custom designed for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you
meet any of the other Packers? I want to know, were there any Packer interactions with the couch?
Oh,
any?
No, I didn't, but I've had quite a few hit me up on Instagram and show some love.
Nice.
I was actually only at the game briefly. I was there long enough to meet Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And I actually was going to get to enjoy the game with him, but I had to leave because of a family emergency.
This could open up so many doors for you. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're going to
I have other celebrities to go to.
Uh-huh.
You're going to the game with freaking Lil Wayne and a family emergency? Poor guy. You can't win.
And I was sitting there like, man, I have to be loyal. I'll be able to meet with Wayne in the future.
That's awesome.
The sofa looks brilliant. It looks nice. Good craftsmanship. So I know I'll be hearing from him in the future. So I had to make the decision to go take care of that family member. But what's sad about that situation is a snowstorm hit. So what normally would be an hour and a half ride from Green Bay to Milwaukee turned into a four-hour ride.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it was like I couldn't get to the family emergency quick enough anyway. We drove the entire time for 4 hours at 30 miles an hour.
Green Bay.
Well, Gib Fortune, it's Gibbiani Customs, right?
Gibbiani Customs. Anybody interested in seeing my work, you can follow me on Instagram, Gib Fortune. I'm going to start building that Instagram now. Prior to this, my focus was on Facebook. So now I'm building an Instagram.
Got to get to Instagram, man. That's
you need to start a show on YouTube called Pimp My Couch.
Yes.
I like the sound of that right there.
I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
Right now.
Give her a high five.
I'm not even joking. Like, they did Pimp My Ride. Huge show. There is no reason HGTV or YouTube would not do a series called Pimp My Couch.
People would kill for that, man.
That was one of the most creative ideas I've heard so far.
Well, do you want to collaborate?
And not only pimp your couch,
right?
Pimp your bed.
Yes.
You might want to pimp your bed with a fish tank or TV in it. I just look at that sketch.
Boom.
I love it. I love it.
That's amazing, man. We'll take these ideas and then send us the check one day.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'll give you guys a commission.
Thank you.
That pimp my sofa thing, though.
There you go. Pimp my sofa, man.
I love it. Pimp my couch.
Gib Fortune of Gibbiana Customs.
I got some amazing things coming out, some jaw-dropping sofas that you would never imagine the type of stuff that I'm about to do with a sofa.
Big things happening for me.
Beds, too. The beds will not be overlooked.
I love it.
We will keep in touch with you, man, because we like the things that you're doing. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. And go Pack, right? Go Packers.
What was that?
Go Packers.
Yeah, go Packers. We're going to the Super Bowl this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gib, have a good weekend, my friend.
You too. Get a fortune on Instagram. Take care, guys.
They got to get the shout out at the end. Give fortune.
I love it. What he did was so cool. That though, is making cool. That couch.
Seriously.
See the couch up at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Oh, money. Money. $1,000 coming up next. Hold on.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you guys know that there is a bug? When I say bug, I mean sickness running through the Green Bay Packers locker room. Have you heard about this?
Oh my God, no.
It doesn't surprise me because everyone's sick and the flu was so bad in Wisconsin.
Oh my God,
I went to my kid's school to volunteer last week. 5 kids in one class gone. A lot of kids sick. So I didn't realize the Green Bay Packers, that's one of their biggest struggles. They said that receiver Geronimo Allison has it now. They've been trying to get it out of the locker room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Brian Beluga had it. So they're struggling with that alone, the Packers, just everyone being sick and trying to get that out.
Damn.
But we found out at the big game, which we better be going to, the Super Bowl. We already know that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira doing the halftime show.
Yes.
And now we found out, making her big comeback, literally a big comeback because she OD'd in 2018 and she's ready to come back and perform again, Demi Lovato.
Nice. Good for her.
Yes. So I'm happy for her that she's going to be doing the... And she's got a heck of a voice.
I saw the announcement and I immediately thought of Whitney Houston doing the national anthem like 30 years ago. And that was like such a big moment. I feel like this is going to be that moment, like the biggest one since then.
Yeah. I got
goosebumps now talking about
it,
dude.
It's exciting and we're happy she's alive.
She's been to hell and back, man.
And she has even relapsed. I mean, she relapsed and did the song Sober. She's been very open about her struggles.
Yep.
Very.
Yep.
So Demi Lovato, ready to come back.
She's got a new album coming out too this year, 2020.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's performing.
Hell yeah.
And doing all these things. Remember, she's going to the Grammys, I think.
Yes, she's going to perform at the Grammys.
This is a big deal because she has not performed.
She's back.
So it's basically like dealing with your addiction and then being like, okay, I'm ready to go back to work now.
Yep.
Yeah. So go, girl.
Next step, the world.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Big thing happened this weekend, right?
Big game. Oh my gosh. Big game. And so I wanted to ask our listeners what they would do. And it doesn't have to be, so gender specific, but I will say this. This conversation started because the guy I'm dating, pottery guy, goes up north to go ice fishing this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, I said, maybe I'll see you on Sunday when you get back. Because I won't see him for days.
Yeah.
And this is when our kids are gone normally.
Yeah.
I'm like, have fun, but I'll see you when you get back on Sunday. He's like, the Packer game's on. I'm like, yeah. So, as a normal chick, I'll see you on Sunday. I'll see you. He's like, no, I don't think so. And I go, what do you mean? I go, wait, are you picking the Packer game over me?
Duh.
And he goes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and of course, as our intern asked, well, why can't you just watch it together? I go, this is not a regular game.
He's seen this movie before.
Yeah.
You haven't seen each other for 4 days. You finally get together. You're going to want to talk his ear off.
He doesn't want me there while he's watching. He wants to watch the game alone.
In
I get it.
It's quiet.
Or with somebody who cares more.
Yes.
To the point of psychotic. But I will sit there and talk his ear off and be like, I missed you. I get it. Okay, fine. So I laughed and I said, I get it. You're picking the Packer game over your significant other. This is the one time I'll allow it because it's the playoffs and I understand. He's like, no, you don't understand. It's in my blood. You didn't grow up in Wisconsin. I'm like, you're right. And you're just as psychotic as every other guy in Wisconsin who's obsessed with the Packers. This is nothing new to me. I get it. I'm fine with it. So I laughed and I did not get mad like some women probably would have. I just can't
believe you and then be all resentful the whole day and make him feel bad.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Like, come on. How could you come back and not see me? So it led to this discussion of, I said, I wonder how many men out there, if they could be as honest as he was with me, because a lot of men can't be honest with their women.
Fact.
If he could be this honest, would you pick the Packer game over your significant other? You have to pick. You're hanging out with your significant other or watching the Packer game alone. Where are we going with this guy?
You can text us 71037.
And I'm not even mad at him. I'm actually respecting him for being so honest about it. You
oh
know what
God.
I mean? Because I get it with the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on what you're going to do with significant other. Is it like a lot of like hot dogs and donuts all day? Like extreme hot dog and hot... if that's something that's happening, like you're going to a sexy retreat or something?
He doesn't even want hot dogs and donuts.
He wants to watch the game and it's quiet.
He wants the hot dogs and donuts later or before. Not during, not around. Don't bother him. Sure. I said, fine. I love it. These people are texting in. Some girl said, the Packers. You always pick the Packers and I'm a girl. See why I didn't mind?
Girls
another person said, I'm married and I still pick the Packer game.
See?
Did you see the one who said, Brian who? About her boyfriend. Like, Brian who?
Oh, she's saying she doesn't know her man anymore.
100% Packers, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so
what do you think? 71037, or you can call 414-799-1037. Is there anyone out there that would really take their relationship over the Packers?
Yes, because
they would miss the game?
We met somebody in the building who does that because he's afraid to tell his girlfriend. His girlfriend gets mad when he watches the Packers because she doesn't like him. This is a true story. And my head almost exploded. I go, you want to watch a game 2 hours a week? What does she care? Tell her to lighten up.
Seriously.
He's like, oh, no. I can't. So he doesn't watch the games to appease her. I'm telling you. That's why I said I had to. Keeping it real, are you picking your significant
other?
That's
terrible.
That's a lot of dudes.
Poor anybody.
What do you mean? There's a lot of guys that appease their women and don't do what they want to do. And vice versa.
I want to hug those poor guys and say, stop it. Come to my house and watch the game with me. Leave that bitch at home.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Really shouldn't be a decision, but sometimes you got to make these life decisions, and especially in Wisconsin. Especially for the NFC Championship game. Who you picking? Your relationship or the Packers?
I said I laughed because when my dude gets back on Sunday from ice fishing, I won't have seen him for days on a weekend that, you know, wouldn't normally we would have spent together. And I said, I'll see you on Sunday. He goes, no, you won't.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm sorry, excuse me? You're not going to miss me? He goes, Packer game's on. You won't see me. You can come see me after. I'm like, oh, so you're picking the Packer game over me. So that I laughed and I said, it's the playoffs. I'll allow it.
Just this once.
That was the most Wisconsin thing you've ever said. My boyfriend is out ice fishing this weekend and he'll be back to watch the Packer game on Sunday.
Well, could I have found more of a Wisconsin dude at this point?
No.
So I laughed and said, I get it. But I think women would freak. Some women would freak. But the real question is, when is a game like this, with the playoff game, would you pick your significant other or the Packer game if you had to pick?
You can text us 71037. Somebody said, my husband is a Packers fan. The kids know not to ask dad a million questions during the game. And he also informed me if they go to the Super Bowl, he's going to Miami without me.
Oh, man.
Savage.
Damn.
Savage.
Damn.
You can also call 414-799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Hartford calling about picking your significant other over the Packer game.
Yes,
Mike from Hartford. What are you saying?
I would totally pick the Packer game over my wife.
Yeah, I mean, he
totally understands. I watched the AFC game on Sunday and the Packer game, and we made spaghetti, and I was like, well, I'll come eat it up here with you, and we can watch the game. She's like, well, why don't you just go downstairs and watch it? I'm like, okay, I'm fine with that.
I think you're right. Some wives would want their husbands to go away and give
them a break.
And she sits on her phone while I watch the game, and then when I complain about a call, she's like, oh, what just happened? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it.
You're right. That's exactly what would happen.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, you know that you would just cause problems for each other. I get it.
Mike,
Mike,
we always appreciate you calling in, dude.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
What about your kids over a Packer game?
No, girl. Now we're getting savage. This is a great turn to the question.
Oh, my God.
Kids are the Packers still win, I would say.
I bet you guys.
My son has a basketball tournament the second week in a row.
During the game.
Think about that. People that can't watch it because they're working or have a commitment. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, we have to go to the tournament.
You just say thank you for technology, and you watch that game from your phone.
We watch it on our phones, and we watch our phones.
You know, your kid doesn't want to play in that game either. He's probably pissed that he can't watch the game either.
Oh, no, my kid is a Dallas fan.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yikes.
This is why you need a license to be a parent. Fan. What are you doing to that poor child?
It's not me. My husband is Dallas.
Okay, yeah, blame it on him, yes.
So that was my thing.
All right, so you're picking
second
the sport.
Week in a row.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It's another text to 71037. Was a good compromise. Watch the game, hot dogs and donuts at halftime, and then back to the game.
Ah.
To get the best of both worlds.
I'm not doing it. Somebody else said if my girlfriend said I couldn't watch the Packer game, well, bye. That text made me laugh.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You're going to make me switch things up on the fly here, Allison.
Always catch up on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number, what was show number? 830. Oh my God. 830 in the books. Yeah. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that Allie, at least for one day only, is like the coolest girlfriend ever.
Thank you. Just one day, though. Let's be clear.
Because while her boyfriend is right now sending photos of him ice fishing in the middle of a lake somewhere.
He's ice fishing somewhere up north there.
And she's all, oh, well, he's going to get home Sunday and I'll get to see him. And then he said,
no, I'm going to be watching the Packer game. See you after.
And she said,
okay.
Coolest girlfriend ever, dude.
How can I get mad? It's the playoffs. And he's right. I won't shut up the whole game. Let the guy watch the game, and then I'll see him later.
If it was week six and they were playing like the Oakland Raiders, then yes, be pissed.
Yeah. But
NFC Championship, man.
And I could tell he got scared for a second when he told me this, because I was like smiling and I go, so you're going to pick the game over me?
Oh, God.
And I'm half smiling.
And he's looking you in the eye like,
oh. Yeah. And I go, yeah. Okay, I just think it's funny. Literally was my response. I just think it's really funny.
Oof.
NFC Championship, bro.
I get it.
NFC Championship.
I get it. It's like a religion here.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Yeah.
Gibbons is moving into his new place this morning.
Yes.
In the Middle East, in Beirut.
Way in Beirut. All the way out there. Right. All the way out in Beirut.
Somewhere away in Beirut.
Somewhere in either Cotahay, St. Francis, or Oconomowoc area. We're not sure.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between there.
General kind of
somewhere
sorta.
Between Bayview and Kenosha. Sweet. Oh, no.
We're moving to Maguanago, baby.
Woo!
Gibbons is moving to Maguanago today.
Because today's moving day.
Yep, I'm literally going to leave. I got to run out of here, check out of the hotel.
Don't tell anyone where you're going. Are you crazy?
I'm moving.
He's just about to tell us his whole rundown after he doesn't want anyone to know where he moved
to. I'm moving.
What's wrong with you? He's like, I'm going to go here and here and here, and then I'll see you guys in Beirut at 3.
You going to tell him about the helicopter that you're renting later? You can tell him about the chopper you're renting.
Chopper. I was telling you about a special dance I'm going to do later. That had nothing to do with renting a helicopter.
You're disgusting. You disgust me with your humor.
I know.
Your boy humor. Mm-hmm. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that we had Gib Fortune on, who made the couch for Lil Wayne, the Packer couch.
Yeah.
And he tried to get here. Bless his heart. His car started on fire on the way to the radio station.
Oh, my God.
This guy is just trying on the up and up, trying to make a living. And his car starts on fire. This poor man.
Not only that, he told us before this, he was supposed to go to the game and watch the game in Green Bay with Lil Wayne last weekend.
He gets there.
Some sort of family emergency comes up.
Has to turn around.
Oh, my God.
Comes all the way back down to Milwaukee from Green Bay.
This poor guy.
He missed hanging out with Lil Wayne. He missed coming in here being on our show.
Can I make a quick joke?
What? Go ahead.
How many more things have to go wrong before we have to change his name to Gib Misfortune?
Everything's going to go right for this guy.
Yes, yes,
everything's going to go right for him now.
This is all going to be the buildup for the book when he makes it big. See,
yes,
he's going to be
absolutely.
Like, and then my car started on fire.
And that was my watershed moment.
And then Lil Wayne asked me to stay, and I couldn't believe it. I mean.
There you go. Gib Fortune, who was on the show this morning. Mm. You can catch up with our show on demand, show number 830 at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.